Oh, oh my god. Oh my god. I completely forgot you were here. Hey. Hey, nerd. Are you awake? Nerd. Hey. Come on, it's time to wake up. You almost gave me a heart attack. Good morning, Sleeping Beauty. Did you sleep well in my nice, comfortable hotel bed? Good. Because you're not going to be sleeping here again. I mean, we'll get it all figured out. I woke up disoriented. I didn't remember that I had invited the world's greatest dork into my bed last night. Sorry, it's kind of a habit calling you nerd, dork, all that. I can stop if you want. I know last night we kind of talked about stuff. You sure? You don't mind if I still call you nerd? Really? Well, that's, sweet of you, I guess. You know, you don't really have much of a backbone, do you? I don't know, just all the times I would bully you. You know, I'd see you in the hall and I'd trip you. Literally make you fall over and drop your books everywhere, and you never got mad at me. You never stood up for yourself. You just picked your stuff up and kept on going. Well, I am a little disappointed. I wish you would have told me to quit. Sorry. Yeah, no, it's too early in the morning to be having this conversation. It's also too early in the morning for me to be in bed with my... Never mind. I misspoke. You're not my anything. You're just with the person that I bully. That's what I was trying to say. It's too early for me to be waking up in bed next to the person that I bully. So we should probably get dressed and go downstairs to figure out this whole room situation, because yeah, we need to get it figured out. You want to talk about last night? What about it? What? Yeah, I said a lot of things. I was just feeling bad for you, and I just was, I don't know, trying to talk to you like a normal person instead of bullying you. That's why I shared with you all those, you know, kind of deep secrets that I really shouldn't have shared with you, and now I'm kind of freaking out now that I think about it. I know what I said. I know. And it's still true today. I said a lot. And I imagine you already know how hellish I would make your life if you told anyone about the things I said last night. Okay, now is not the time for you to grow a backbone. Are you serious? What are you gonna do? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna... I don't know, okay? But I'm gonna bully you, okay? So I was gonna stop bullying you after last night, after seeing you shivering on the floor all pathetic But now I'm changing my mind. I'm going to keep bullying you. Yeah, I'm going to keep calling you out. I'm going to keep embarrassing you in front of everyone. Yeah. So get ready. Oh my God, you are so annoying. How are you this annoying? It's like, I just can't. I can't. Okay, stop. Let's start over, okay? No, not from the beginning of our relationship. We don't have a relationship. Let's start over. We just woke up, okay? And yeah, it's a little weird that I woke up in bed next to you, but I guess that's what happens when you let nerds share your bed. So, I'm gonna try to be nice, okay? I don't think I have another option right now. I'm just trying to express to you that I don't want anyone to know about all those things I said last night, okay? Specifically, I don't want any of my friends to know that I don't feel understood by them. I don't want them to know that the only person I feel understood by is you. Okay? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not ready for them to know that. What do you mean doesn't matter anyway? You think you're going to get bullied by other people in this program? They don't even know you. We're all strangers. What do you mean? You always get bullied, no matter what? Well, that's depressing. So you were bullied, like, before I started doing it? Okay, well, look, here's the thing. You and I are the only ones that know each other, right? We're here on this 6-week-long summer intensive, and everyone else is strangers. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. If you don't tell anyone about our conversation last night, about you sleeping in my bed with me, then I will make sure that you do not get bullied by anyone this summer. Yes. Yes, I will be like your guard dog, okay? I will not let anyone lay a finger on you, okay? In fact, I'll try to convince everyone in our program that you are the coolest, smartest, whatever. Like, I'll try to make them be friends with you. I mean, I can't do all the work. Like, that's something that you have to do too, but I'll try to, you know, I won't let anyone hurt you. I won't let anyone bully you. You're gonna make me say it, aren't you? Because I care about you, despite what it may seem like. I don't want you to be sad. I don't want you to be hurt. Are we really gonna rehash this all again? Everything we talked about last night? Also, can we just... Oh my God, I can't believe I'm gonna say this. Can we just cuddle a little? I said, can we cuddle a little right now? Because I'm cold, okay? I'm cold. It's cold in here. I wanna cuddle a little before we have to get up and get dressed and go get this room thing figured out. Yeah, but you know what I'm gonna say, right? Exactly. No one finds out. This thing between us? No one. You got it? No one. No one can know. Can you, like, put your arm around me or something? Yeah, that's good. Just, yeah. Okay, I lied. I'm not cold. I'm feeling emotional. And I'm feeling homesick, too. It's just so ironic that the person that I have spent so much time bullying, who also happens to be the person that I feel understands me best, is the biggest nerd on the planet. You know, you're actually you're a pretty good cuddler. Yeah, I thought you would, like, have no idea what to do with your body, but you get the concept, it seems. Yeah, you're pretty good at keeping me warm, so thanks. Yeah, I get homesick really easy. I don't know, I just do. You'll look out for me? What does that even mean? Well, I don't need anyone to take care of me, especially some nerd who... Sorry. It's a habit, I told you. I'll try to stop. How do you enjoy spending time with me? I don't understand this. Like, I call you a nerd, a dork. I've tried to make your life hell multiple times, including last night, and still you're here, literally holding me in your arms and we're cuddling. Like, make it make sense. You're waiting for me to realize something. What the hell does that mean? Don't be so vague. You're waiting for me to realize that... that I have a crush on you? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I bully you because I have a crush on you. Wait, that's so schoolyard. Like, no. I bully you because you're a nerd. I don't have a crush on you. God, that's really... I don't know what reality you're living in, but not mine. Hey, listen. I have an idea. To make sure you don't get bullied by this new group of people, what if I... covered you in hickeys? Shut up. It's Let me explain. If I covered you in hickeys, then people would think that you have a girlfriend and they would think you were cool. No, it really is that simple. People are that shallow. They think if you have a girlfriend, you're probably not a nerd. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true. So if you were, like, you know, covered in hickeys, then people would be like, whoa, he must be cool. look, I told you I'm going to keep you from being bullied in order for you to not tell everyone at home about this. Do you want it or not? Okay. Well, then let's do it. Yeah, just here. Sit up. I'll sit behind you so that I can reach both sides of your neck. Have you ever had a hickey before? Oh, well, I mean, you know what it is, right? I'm just making sure, nerd. I mean, who knows? You might have no idea. Sorry. I need a new nickname for you. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Just hold still, okay? I'm gonna start on the left. There. That one. Yeah, that's already turning purple. It's gonna be a pretty big one. You were squirming a bit. What, did that hurt or something? Oh, buck up. Come on, I'm gonna do the right side now. You ready? There you go. Yeah, those look pretty good. I think you need a couple more, though, just to make it look, like, really realistic, you know? Here, turn around. Face me. Let me see. Lift your chin. Here, I'll do it for you. Yeah, I think you need one right here. Right above the first one. Alright, hold still. Don't squirm this time. It makes it worse. Ready? There you go. It's not bad. You look like you're taken by a very mouthy puppy. Oh, you look like you've just been with your girlfriend and she was trying to bite your face off. No, I'm not your girlfriend. Just this fictional fantasy girlfriend, you know? Hey, I'm really sorry about last night, making you sleep on the floor at first. I know I already apologized, but I just want to tell you again, I'm sorry. I appreciate everything you're doing for me. Watching out for me because I get homesick. And not telling everyone back home about all of this. If you want to stay in my room, you can. Yeah. We can just pretend that, you know, there was no mix-up. Yeah. Okay. Well, now that you have a sufficient amount of hickeys and you're gonna be staying in my room, I guess people are going to assume that we are dating, so and no, I'm not mad about that. I guess we should, you know, fake date. I said, I guess we should fake date. We should, you know, if people are just gonna assume that we're dating, so we should just act like we are, you know? What does that mean? You were just cuddling me in bed. Like, just do that, you know, like in public, in front of other people. Just put your arm around me. Buy me things. That's really important. Hold my hand while we're walking around. I will try my best not to call you a nerd in public. Yeah, it's gonna be really confusing if you're covered in hickeys and holding my hand and I'm bullying you in front of everyone. So I won't do that, I promise. Well, I think my feelings are thoroughly confused for one morning, so I'm gonna go get dressed in the bathroom. I'll meet you back here, and we can go get breakfast as a new couple, I guess. Okay. I'll be right back.